A reading from Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see. They all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant. Your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you. The wealth of the nation shall come to you. The multitude of camels shall cover you. The young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For about 9 years, my mom very faithfully would wake me up every school morning so that I would have time to have breakfast and make the school bus. I say 9 years because in high school she got me an alarm. But faithfully, every morning the voice came thundering up the stairs through my bedroom door, into my room, and into my eardrums. Mark, time to get up! So slipping from my sleepy fog, I would wake up and slowly get ready for school. It was a new day. Throughout Isaiah's ministry, he faithfully proclaimed God's word to God's people. Salvation. Salvation is drawing near. But what followed was the reality of God's people's horrendous state. Its inability to live up to God's covenantal standards of justice and righteousness, despicable leadership and gross idolatry plagued Israel. Scripture records that Israel as those with hands defiled with blood, fingers with iniquity, lips speaking lies, tongues muttering wickedness, their feet running to evil, swift to shed innocent blood, their mouths of iniquity, the way of peace they did not know. In short, darkness, depravity, it abounded so. So what did God do? He hid his face. And God's people were lost in gloom, in the weight of divine judgment. They felt the weight of their poor, miserable wretchedness. That's what's leading us up to chapter 60. But what about us? What about you and me? We're very quick to judge, perhaps Israel of old. But what about us? We may not say, I have clean hands. I've sanitized them. They're clean. I've washed them. But do I have clean hands, clean heart? What comes out of our mouths? I sometimes have this conversation at home with a couple of my children. That mouth so readily receives the sacrament so quickly, says things you can't take back. Are feet swift to run to evil, or maybe they don't have to run? Perhaps there's only a footstep or a finger swipe or a click away. So like Israel, perhaps it could be said we are poor, miserable, wretched sinners. We do confess that on Sundays. Miserable doesn't just mean misery, it means wretched. So what Israel says, what Isaiah says of Israel could be said perhaps of us. Justice is far away, we hope for light, and yet there is darkness and for brightness, but we are in gloom. And we're in the midst of overwhelmed by our sin. That can be the case. We grope for the wall like the blind. We grope like those who have no eyes. We stumble at noon as in the twilight. Among those in full vigor, we are like dead men. The weight of sin can be too much. Arise, shine, for your light has come. You didn't bring the light. The light came to you, and so God's people turn. They return to the Lord their God, drawn by the mighty warrior promised by Isaiah. The mighty Redeemer comes, making a covenant with his people by means of his blood, the suffering servant laying down his life for the people to restore them to himself. That was the hope. That's the hope come that we celebrate at Christmas and beyond. The hope that Isaiah proclaimed in righteousness and salvation, this Redeemer would come, redeeming his people. And like a sunburst of God's glory, our text expands this beautiful promise. Much more brilliant than the morning wake-up yell from my mother that tickled my ears, maybe not in the best way, but I knew it jolted, and it jolted me up, and it was time for a new day. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's a new day. The promised Savior who comes in the flesh, God's glory comes. There in the manger and marveled by the Magi, majesty in the midst of the mundane. Nobody noticed, but God drew those magi there and the shepherds to behold. The most holy God appeared in the flesh in the presence of cattle manure. Reed Lessing puts it this way in his commentary. Divinity entered the world on the floor of a stable, through the womb of a teenage virgin, and in the presence of a lowly carpenter, Jesus, the light of the world, took on flesh so that he might take you into his arms, heal your hurts, forgive your filth, and destroy your darkness. Jesus came not to show you innocence, but to die your death, so that you need not die. Arise, shine, your light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen upon you. It's the same brilliance that outshined John the Baptizer's arrest, and as Jesus then went into Galilee fulfilling God's word, a sign to the people dwelling in darkness, they have seen the great light. And for those dwelling in the region of the shadow of death, on them the light has dawned. There in Galilee, Jesus proclaimed, "Repent, the kingdom of God is at hand." So they did. And so you do. By faith, you forgiven sinner, you shine. His glory is your glory, because he took your guilt and your shame and became the cursed one on the tree for you. The devil, sin, and death sought to overcome him, but it could not. He defeated them by his own death, by shedding his own blood on the cross for you. His death was not the end. It did not extinguish the light. No, indeed. Jesus shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome. And risen from the tomb, his glory shines all the more. And one day you will fully share and behold that glory in all its fullness at the resurrection, as you are found in him. Lift up your eyes, the hymn says. Lift up your eyes and wonder. See nations gather yonder from sin to be set free. The world has heard your story. Her sons come to your glory. Her daughters past your light see. Your heart will leap for gladness when from the realms of sadness they come from near and far. Your eyes will wake from slumber as people without number rejoice to see the morning star. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.